Blog Talk Radio.
We're here this Saturday, beautiful day here in Ventura, overcast, about 65 degrees, and a little bit of wind about coming in from the west, going to the east, and here we go with the Ventura Black Widows taking on the Boise Broncos here in the beautiful city of Ventura, California. The lineup for the visiting Boise Broncos, number 4, Kennard, number 7, Rene Van Maitre. Number 11, Scotty Parrish. Number 14, Andra Peterson. Number 30, Fergie. Number 32, Daniela Music. Number 10, Steph Codins. Number 20, Carrie Magnuson. Number 50, Quinn. Number 54, Christy Erickson. Number 58, Tara Stuivenga. And number 83, Lisa Gilmore. For the home team, Ventura Black Widows, number 22, Siobhan Williams, number 24, Vicky Ortega, number 25, Ada Munoz, number 31, Regina Brannick, number 33, Jay Carlin, number 34, Shorty Weinberg, number 77, Kay Otani, and number 81, Stephanie Meza. Now, the coaches for the Boise Broncos, Angie Rogers and Brandy Manning, and including the staff of Kayla Alanez, Kobe Rogers, and Nicole Parquet. Also, for the Ventura Black Widows, the coaches are Ahmad Newton and Mike Otani. Now, they'll be playing six-woman football today. It's here in this beautiful field here in Harrison Park in Ventura. And as I was saying, it's a little overcast. With a little bit of wind blowing in from the west to the east. Our referees for this afternoon's game is Randy Vines and Ronald Davis. The chiropractor and safety personnel trainer for today's game is Logan Oslin. Also, the Ventura Black Widows are proud to have the sponsor, Go Girl Energy Drink. Go online to GoGirlEnergyDrink.com and find out about this new energy drink. As we're saying, we're right here in Middle California recording for WB Talk Radio, and our kickoff will be underway in just a few minutes. Being the home team here, the Black Widows had a defeat a few weeks ago against the California Lynx up in Fresno. Next week, the Black Widows will be playing the Apple Valley Attack over in Antelope Valley Attack. Over in Antelope Valley. As the players are just getting warmed to kick off, looks like the Black Widows have a smaller team this week, filling just about 8 players today on the field, while the Broncos, who are sponsored by Boise State Broncos, they have a good staff, about 12, 15 players coming on to the field. As I was saying, the referees are just starting to line up the game. The captains will be on the field in a few minutes. And we're on radio podcast with BJ Coletta at the helms of engineering for the game. We'll be underway in just a few minutes. Now, the field is a little different here. It's about an 80-yard field. You got 20-yard and 40-yard markers. And as our setup is there'll be no field goals. Rather, the touchdowns will be scored and the extra points. And also, we have 10-minute quarters for this game because these players, in a shortened field like this and with a shortened amount of players on the field, it's going to be a lot of running, and they're going to get winded really fast. Both teams are independent this year. The Black Widows, as I mentioned, have taken on the Lynx a few weeks ago, suffered a rough defeat against them, but still stayed strong until the final few minutes. But the Broncos out of Boise would be having the same kind of schedule, where they'd be playing a bunch of different independent teams. Also, later this year, the Black Widows will be playing the North Utah Avalanche and the Southern California Breakers, and if everything works out right, they'll be hosting the Edmonton Storm out of Canada. Also, the Broncos will be playing again. The Black Widows will be playing again against the Broncos up in Boise on the 30th of May, just in a few weeks from now. Hopefully, if everything works out right, the Black Widows will be playing the Apple Valley Attack on the 13th of June, then the 20th to Northern Utah Avalanche, as I mentioned, then the 28th back home here with the Southern California Breakers, then a bye week of July 5th, and then July 12th up in Edmonton. The Edmonton Storm will be visiting from Canada here in the beautiful city of Ventura. Again, this is a shortened field. It's similar to the indoor game, where you have a center and two interior linemen, two receivers, a running back, and a quarterback. On defense, they tend to line up straight on with three linemen, two linebackers, it would be three linemen and three linebackers or linebackers or defensive backs. So it's a different setup as they play it here. It's a very wide open game. There's a lot of hitting, but there's a lot of running because it's a much more open field. And we'll be getting back to you too as we take a commercial break. Back to you in a few minutes as we simulcast the Black Widows versus the Broncos here in Ventura, California. The captains for the Boise Broncos are Andra Peterson and Lisa Gilmore. The captains for the Black Widows, Vicky Ortega, Regina Brannock, and Jay Carlin. The Black Widows have chosen to kick off. And the Boise Broncos will be receiving the kickoff. The Black Widows will be defending the eastern part of the field, and the Broncos will be defending the west part of the field. As I was saying, it's a beautiful day here, a little bit overcast. The sun should pick up in about halftime or so. It's a beautiful day in Ventura, a little windy. Fortunately, we're out of the area of any fires. The fires over in Santa Barbara, just north of here, about an hour north, are still raging. Hopefully the weather's cooling down there so the firemen get a break, and some of those fires, the firemen can save the houses over there in Santa Barbara. As we're saying, we have a lot of overcast here in Ventura, California. Right now, they'll be kicking off. The Boise Broncos will be receiving. Back deep for the Broncos is Renee Van Maitre and Danielle Music. Now kicking off for the Black Widows, number 81, Stephanie Meza. Once again, fans, this is the first game of the season between these two for the Broncos, and it's the second game for the Black Widows, as far as we know. And as she's about to kick off, Shorty is about to hit it. And the ball is received by number 7, Renee Van Maitre. Takes it around the right side. Now breaks over left. Now cuts over to the right. And she's brought down by number 81, Stephanie Meza. Brought down at about the 24-yard line. First and 10 for the Broncos at their own 24-yard line. Once again, first down for the Broncos, bringing it back. Their quarterback today is Andra Peterson, and the center is Scorty Parrish, number 11. As I was saying earlier, this is a six-player football today. Six players on the field, a lot of running, a lot of movement of these players. Back at quarterback is number 11, Andra Peterson. And she hands it off to number 32, Danielle Music. Danielle Music is taken around the left side, busted for about 30 yards till about almost midfield. Oh, to the other 20-yard line. Andre Peterson, first down, brings it far over the left side. Tackled by number 34, Shorty Weinberg. First down for the Broncos at the 30-yard line of the Black Widows. Once again, it's a 10-minute running clock here in the first quarter of play between the Broncos and the Black Widows. Peterson's back at quarterback. At center is Scotty Parrish. In the backfield is number 32, Danielle Music. Number 10 is Steph Cottins is in motion. Now that she hands it off to Steph Cottins, she breaks it around the left side. Breaks it around the left side. She's run out of bounds by Ada Munoz. Brought it down to about the 10-yard line. Gain of about 17, 18 yards for the Broncos. Looks like the Broncos have a good offense. And able to really move it around the corners there. The Broncos, once again, they're coming in from Boise, Idaho. Been a long drive, but this sure doesn't look like it's been a long drive from there. It looks like they have a lot of energy right now. Split to the right, number 20, Carrie Magnuson, and also split to the left, number 10, Steph Codins. Andre Peterson's back at quarterback. She's brought back in the pocket. For South Posit over to number 20. Carrie Maxson brings it in for a touchdown. 6-0 in favor of the Boise Broncos. She did a slant, a 5-yard slant, caught it, and just ran it right in the end zone. Now the Broncos are going to go for 2 points. Here it is, 6-0 in the first quarter of play. 6-0, and they're lining up for a 2-point conversion. She's doing it with not a power eye, but one back, a tight back, two tailbacks, and a pitch back to number 14, and she carries it in the end zone. Andre Peterson carries the end zone for a 2-point, makes it 8-0 in favor of the Boise Broncos. As we're just starting the game, it's Boise Broncos ran the ball down the field and a good, nice pass reception that brought into the end zone. Once again, it's 8-0 in favor of the Broncos. Broncos look like the drive down here just warmed them up. They got a lot of wheels there in their backfield, a lot of speed around the corners. And the kickoff for the Boise Broncos is Andre Peterson. Back deep for the Black Widows is number 25, Ada Munoz, and number 34, Shorty Weinberg. Andre Peterson's about to kick off. A little windy, a little curling wind now. So as Andre Peterson's about to kick it off, two and three to her side, kicks it off. About 10 yards from the end zone. Oh, it goes over there. It's in the end zone. And let's see if she can. Oh, she runs it out of the end zone. And number 25, Ada Munoz, brings it down to about the 7-yard line. Tackled by number 83, Lisa Gilmore. First down for the Black Widows at their own 7-yard line. Once again, fans, would like to remind you, Go Girl Energy Drink is a proud sponsor of today's game between the Black Widows and the Broncos. Lined up on the defensive line for the Broncos, number 50, Quinn, number 20, Carrie Magnuson, and number 32, Danielle Music. Back at... They're lined up at the 7-yard line. Number 31, Regina Brannick hands it to Jay Carlin, runs it around the right side for no gain. Tackled by number 14, Andre Peterson. Second down, 2nd and 10 for the Black Widows at their own 7-yard line. Coming on the field, number 34, Shorty Weinberg. Coming off the field, number 35. Number 25, Ada Munoz. Looks like the Broncos have a good, solid defense. And they're in good shape. These girls look like real solid athletes as the Broncos line up over center. Quinn is over center. a lot of these uniforms have different names on them because the uniforms did come from the, as far as we know, they did come from the Bronx, Boise State. Out wide, swinging wide, in motion is Jay Carlin. Now coming back across. Oop, there's a legal procedure. Looks like it's a legal procedure on the left guard, number 22, Siobhan Williams. No, it looks like it was encroachment by the defense, number 50, Quinn. Second down, second and five for the Black Widows at the 12-yard line of the Black Widows' own 12-yard line. Black Widows look like they're just getting into form today. Looks a little tired. Have been a little rusty. They haven't played in about a month or so. So the Black Widows need to just loosen their wheels, get a little grease, smoothness into their play. It looks like they're a little rusty, like they just sat a few weeks off. And now Shorty Weinberg is back at quarterback. Does a quarterback keeper around the right side, breaks the tackle of Kerry Magnuson and Andre Peterson, but they run out of bounds by Fergie. Gained for about 3 yards. Should be third and two for the Broncos. Excuse me, for the Black Widows at their own 17-yard line. Once again, about the 17. This is a hard field to judge because it's the markers are not exactly marked as ideally speaking. But once again, this is a great start for both teams to get themselves playing football so they can get competitive. Back at quarterback is number 32, Music. And the ball is handed to number 34, Shorty Weinberg. She's tackled by number 11, Scorty Parrish. Should be fourth down for the Black Widows. Loss of about 2 yards. Looks like it should be fourth down. Danielle Music is back to receive the kick. Back to punt, number 31, Regina Braddock. Looks like she's in a... Number 25 is in motion. Oh, she runs it, hands it off to number 2, Ada Munoz. Ada brings it around left side for no gain. Should be first down for the Broncos at the Black Widows' 12-yard line. Loss of a couple yards. So it's now first down for the Black Widow Broncos at about 12-yard line of the Black Widows for the Broncos. Back at quarterback is Andre Peterson. Coming off the field is Kay Otani for the Black Widows. Coming back on the field, number 31, Regina Braddock. Peterson's back at quarterback. Out wide is Steph Codins. And it's a hand up the middle to number 32, Music. Music's breaking a few tackles. She's tackled by number 25, Ada Munoz. Gain of about 1-2 yards. Should be second and eight for the Broncos at about the 8-yard line of the Black Widows. Again, here we are at a beautiful day. Having a tough time here. The Black Widows seem to be a little rusty. They need to get their quirks out of the system. The Broncos seem to have their timing down. Far wide, split to the right is Steph Codins. Back to quarterback is Peterson. Peterson sinks back, passes across to Codins. Touchdown for Codins. Makes it 14-0 for the Boise Broncos. Coming off the field is Stephanie Meza. Coming back on the field is Kay Otani. This is a beautiful day here. It looks like it's a dark, it looks a little overcast, but it looks like it's a really overcast for the Black Widows today. So far it's 14-0 here going way, go halfway through the first quarter of play here in Ventura. Back to going for 2 points. Peterson's back at quarterback with Music in the backfield. As she brings, as she takes a snap, Peterson pitches right to Music, and Music carries it in for a 2-point conversion, makes it 16-0 in favor of the Broncos. Broncos looks like they're having their day. They're having a good time just running up and down the field with the ball. Looks like they have a good quarterback with Peterson. She has a good rifle, able to, Peterson's a southpaw left-hander and able to put some nice spirals right into Music's hands. She's not going for anything crazy, not going for no 30, 50-yard passes. Just simple, straight in and out, in, down and ins, down and outs, and she just gets the pass right in her hands, and the timing's off. Looks like Peterson and Music had a lot of practice together, a lot of work together, to be able to get their timing down right. Now Peterson's to kick off. Wobbly kick goes to, it's bouncing all over the field, carried around the right, left side by number 25, Munoz, brought down by Fergie. Brings it down to the 19-yard line, first and 10 for the Black Widows at their own 19-yard line. Back in quarterback for is Regina Brannick for the Black Widows. Looks like these the girls from Boise are pretty in shape. They look strong, look healthy, look like they're raring to go. They can play 4 quarters, 8 quarters of the game. This is a small, it's a smaller field, but it's a small team, but they seem to have be in good shape. Music, Braddock's back at quarterback with I formation with two backs behind her. She drives up the middle. Hand off to Shorty Weinberg, game for about two, makes it second and eight for the Black Widows at their own 20-yard line, tackled by number 50, Quinn. Oh, it looks like it's a first down. I guess they play that old rules where it's a 20 and a 40 where you get wherever the ball is. You got to pass the 20 or the 40-yard line and it gets it a first down. So that's now a first down for the Black Widows, because they passed the 20-yard line. Sort of a grade school when we had a small, just lines on the field. So back at quarterback is Braddock with a split back in the backfield. And she takes a power off, sweep to the right by number 25, Ada Munoz, gain of about 4 yards. Should be second down for the Black Widows at the 25-yard line of the Black Widows. Second down for the Black Widows at their own 25. They need to make it about another 15 yards to make a first down to the 40-yard line here in Ventura. Looks like the Black Widows have only 8 players on just showed up today. When you have 6 on the field, you only have 2 replacements. But the Boise team has at least 16 players, 12 players, so they're able to have half their team rest and the other half on the field, so they're not worn out. And it's a run on the right side, and the ball stripped by Andra Peterson. She brings it for a touchdown. She strips it. Hand up right to to Shorty Weinberg, but Peterson stole it right out of her hands and brought it back by about 20 yards. The 20-yard fumble recovery, theft right out of her hands, brings it to a touchdown. Makes it 22-0 for the Black Widows, and now the Black Widows will be trying an extra point. Looks like the Broncos will be trying an extra point. Looks like the Broncos really came in shape here. Looks like they've been putting their miles in during the practice, and it looks like they're really in control of this game, similar to the control that the Black Widows saw at the Lynx a few weeks ago in Fresno. Black Widows are having a tough time just getting their timing together. It looks like the layoff hasn't really affected them. It's been a tough time here for the Black Widows. It looks like they're strong, but they're limited to six. They're limited amount of players they have, so they're having a little difficult time keeping up with the athleticism of the Boise Broncos. Looks like the Boise Broncos have been eating a lot of those good potatoes up in Boise, Idaho, or whatever they're eating up there, some healthy food, and they're in health, good shape, running all over the field today. As we take a break, we'll come back to the Boise Broncos versus Ventura Blackhawks. Ventura Black Widows. And back to the station. Renee Van Matry takes a run around the right side. Oh, she's tackled by Vicky Ortega and Shorty Weinberg. Looks like she ain't going to make it. So that makes the score 22-0 in favor of the Boise Broncos. Good play, good stop by the Black Widows to stop them from scoring the extra point. As we're back here at Harrison Park here in Ventura, California, and Andra Peterson's back to kick for the Broncos, and she kicks a sidewinder out of bounds at the 18-yard line of the Black Widows. Now the Black Widows have to decide whether they want to take it at the 40-yard line or make them re-kick and penalize them. It looks like it may be to the advantage of the Broncos, to the Black Widows, to take the out-of-bounds kick, being it's about half at the 18-yard line on the shortened field, but it looks like they're going to re-kick. They're bringing it back to re-kick. Peterson will have to re-kick the ball with a 5-yard penalty. Back deep for the Black Widows, number 34, Shorty Weinberg. Also back for the Black Widows, number 25, Ada Munoz. Peterson will have to kick again with a 5-yard penalty. Backs her up almost to Oxnard. And she'll be kicking off once again to Munoz and Weinberg. The Black Widows looks like they've had a long rest off of play, and it looks like they pretty well have a tough game ahead of themselves with the Broncos out of Boise. As Peterson's about to kick off once again after the 5-yard penalty for kicking it out of bounds, and she kicks it pretty much the same area, and it's pretty much going to land the same place. And almost hits me right in the face. And as the ball's at the 18-yard line again, looks like they may have to re-kick it, and by the time they're done kicking this, she may be somewhere between Catalina and the Pacific Coast. There's another 5-yard penalty for the Broncos back. Shouldn't put it almost to their 5-to-10-yard line. Penalize them for kicking out of bounds. Peterson, a left-hander and a left-footer, kicked the ball and it came right out of bounds. And we'll be back in a few minutes as we figure this penalty out. Brannick back, hands it to Jake Harlan, brings a gain of 2. Second down for the Black Widows at about the 35-yard line, about 5 yards to go to midfield. 40-yard line is the midfield in this game on the six-player field. Second down for the Black Widows at their own 35-yard line with a power eye formation. Hands it to Shorty Weinberg is blasted in the backfield by Andra Peterson. Just plowed right into her. Andra Peterson looks like she's a tremendous athlete. Has speed and can hit like a freight train. Third down for the Black Widows at about their own 38-yard line. It's a real hard hit that Shorty Weinberg just took from Andra Peterson. Andra's playing equivalent, basically a middle linebacker role for the Broncos. Now, handoff to number 25, Ada Munoz. Didn't quite make it first down, so they should make it about third and two, carried up the middle by Munoz. Still quarterback for the Black Widows, number 25. 31, Regina Branick. Looks like the Broncos are changing players. The only player looks like it's going two ways is both Music and Ondra Peterson. The third down, handoff around the right side to number 34, Shorty Weinberg. Looks like she just made a first down. First down, first down of the game for the Black Widows. First down for the Black Widows. At 1 minute to go in the first quarter of play here in Ventura with a score 22-0 for the Broncos 22-0 so far. Just a minute to go. Probably just one play left here in the first quarter of play. Branick's back at quarterback again. Split out wide is there 10 yards. Back it up 10 yards up here on this field. Should make it second down. Second and long for the Black Widows here. And it should be the final play of the quarter as we work our way through this final play. And would score 22-0 in favor of the Broncos. Broncos seem to be well rested on the field. Christina Ateras Stuivega is guarding on the right side, on left side. Oh, she breaks through a tackle. Stuivega takes down Jay Carlin in the backfield. Takes her gate loss, a loss of about 3 yards. Jay Carlin took a handoff on the left side and taken down by Kara Stuivega. Third down, just a few seconds to go, 30 seconds, the referee said, for this final minute of play. And the Broncos seem well rested, while the Ventura Black Widows are winded already here in the first quarter play with half the squad of the Broncos. Back to quarterback in a power eye. Branick's in the power eye with Munoz and Carlin in the backfield. Whoop! Weinberg tackled in the backfield by Ondra Peterson. That's the end of the quarter. The first quarter play here in Ventura with the Blackhawks trailing the Broncos 22-0. Now back to the studio. Welcome back to here in Ventura, California, with the Blackhawks taking on the Broncos here in Ventura. The fourth down for the Black Widows, once again, at their own 35-yard line. Back to punt for the Black Widows, Stephanie Meza. And to return for the Broncos, Lisa Gilmore. And a nice kick, nice high kick. Oh, Gilmore bobbles it. She's still bobbling it. Finally gets in the backfield. Breaks a few tackles. Keeps breaking tackles. Now she's brought down by number 81, Stephanie Meza, assisted by number 22, Siobhan Williams. First down for the Broncos at their own 17-yard line. Good kick by Meza, nice high hang time on that kick, and left Lisa Gilmore wandering for a few seconds there where the ball was as she bobbled it. But she recovered and gained about 3 yards on the return, about a 3-yard return for Gilmore on that punt. As we start the second half of the second play of this second quarter with Ondra Peterson at quarterback, she hands it to Renee Van Matry, brings it about 7 yards, makes it a first down past the 20-yard line. First down for the Broncos at their own 25-yard line. 25-yard line for the Broncos. Once again, it's 22-0 in favor of the Boise Broncos over the Ventura Blackhawks here in Ventura. Back to quarterback. Looks like Kerry Magnuson is in the backfield with Steph Coden split right. Now Steph Coden goes in motion. Well, it looks like they have two people in motion, both Coden and Renee Van Matry, and the whistle penalty flag. It looks like it's a two-player in motion. It'll be a penalty assessed, a five-yard penalty assessed against the Broncos. Makes it second and five for the Broncos. Brings it back to about their 17-yard line as the motion, Van Maitre started bopping a little too much, and Codins was started angling too much. The play, the snap must have been a delayed, must have missed the call. The center must have missed the call on that play. As they're coming back in field, Codins once again is back in split right, and it's a pitch to Van Maitre. As she takes her on the right side, wheels it around, gains about 8 yards, 10 yards, taken down by Steph Shorty Weinberg. Makes it second down, second and about 10 for the Broncos at their own 30-yard line. Looks like Van Maitre has some good wheels on her, brings it around the right side. Second down, after the penalty, gained it back a little farther than they had it before, so it's about, give or take, second and 10 for the Broncos at their own 30-yard line. Peterson back at quarterback with the music in the backfield, and Codins split out right. And Peterson does a keeper around the right side, wheels around the right side, gains about 10. Taken down by Shorty Weinberg. Looks like she did make a first down on that play, gained about 15 yards. Run about 15 yards for the quarterback, Peterson. Shorty Weinberg is coming off the field. Looks like she hurt her calf, her thigh. Timeout on the field as we take this timeout. The score is 22-0 in favor of the Boise Broncos. As we come back here to play, the Broncos versus Black Widows. First down for the Broncos at the Black Widows 35-yard line. Peterson backfield pitches it to Music around the right side. Music fumbles, taken down by Otani, but she recovers it. Looks like she's pretty hard hit by Otani. Music bobbled the ball, landed on the ball, and Otani just jumped right on, took her down, and smashed her into the ground. Looks like she got hit by the ball into her stomach. Looks like she should be okay, just probably knocked the wind out of her. One of those plays where you just get the ball, you let the ball injures you rather than the other player. Coming on the field is Logan Osland, from the medical staff. Looks like she's okay. She's going to take a break now. She's going to take a break off the field. Coming off the field is Lisa Gilmore and Danielle Music. Coming back on the field is Steph Codins. Looks like they have both a running offense and a passing offense. Codins split out to the right. Magnuson split out to the left with Peterson and QB. Looks like a wide split. It looks like it's a great way. As she's getting pressured, Peterson overthrows Terry Magnuson. Makes it third down. Third down for the Broncos at the Black Widows, about 32-yard line. Third down. As the marker man flips it from second to third down. Third down for the Broncos after Otani's tackled and laid the other player out and the missed pass makes it third down with Peterson back at quarterback, Magnuson and Codins at wide receivers. Magnuson in motion, pitches it to Magnuson. She's sweeping around the right side. She gains for about 5 to 7 yards. Taken down by Vicky Ortega. Fourth down for the Broncos at the 25-yard line of the Black Widows. Looks like the Black Widows are starting to stiffen up on the defense, making sure that they don't get the corners. And fourth down, first fourth down that the Black Widows have kept the
Broncos.
As the coaches, Mike Otani's yelling to his defense to hold them. Wide left is Music and Codins for the Broncos. At quarterback, Music, as Codins is in motion, takes the pitch, and Peterson bootlegs it around the right side as she runs it in for a touchdown. Peterson has a set of wheels on her and brings it around the right side for a touchdown. Makes it 28-0 in favor of the Broncos. And as they'll be going for an extra point, it looks like that Peterson has a set of wheels on her. Peterson and Codins have our long, slim, slender athletes and got some good wheels on them. Looks like they're the fastest two players and tall, lanky bodies, two of the fastest players on the Broncos team. Looks like the Broncos have a good shape. Peterson back at quarterback again. Looks like it's a split backfield with Music in the backfield and Codins also in the backfield. As Peterson takes the hike, she rolls out to the left, passes it to Music, and she catches it, so makes it 30-0 in favor of the Broncos. 30-0 in favor of the Broncos here at the Black Widows home field, Harrison Park. As we get back to you here, working our way through the second quarter here in Ventura, California. Peterson kicks off to the right side and is going out of bounds once again. Once again, out of bounds. But Peterson, this time, instead of kicking left, she kicks slightly to the right because the prevailing wind goes slightly eastward, southeast. Northeast. And the wind just carried that ball out of bounds. As we're going in the second quarter of play with the score of 30-0 in favor of the Broncos. And the kickoff is to number 34, Shorty Weinberg. She brings it back to the 30-yard line of the Broncos. Shorty Weinberg took it from the 10-yard line, brought all the way back to the 30-yard line of the Broncos. Shorty looks like she has some wheels on her, some energy left in her body as they're working their way through the second quarter here. As the Broncos are sure in good shape. Now, right now in the defense for the Broncos, they have Quinn, Kerry Magnuson, Danielle Music, and Renee Van Matry on defense. And Christy Erickson, and they give plenty of time to rest some of the other players on the offense. As there's a handoff on the left side to Ada Munoz. Ada Munoz carries it, gains for about two. Second down for the Black Widows as they're bringing it down the field. Looks like the Black Widows are getting a little more stout in their defense and again their offensive plays a little better. A little bit of blocking, a little bit of running, showing that their strength right now, that they're working their way through this first half of play. As Stephanie Meza, height is centering it to Braddock again. Looks like it's going to be a blitz by Music. As Braddock hands it off, as Jay Carlin bulldozes up for a gain of about one, just fell forward for about 1 yard. Tackled by Magnuson. Third down and about seven for the Black Widows at about the 27-yard line of the Broncos. Looks like the Broncos are able to maintain the line of scrimmage against the Black Widows. Drags back at quarterback. Does the play action. Has the ball to number 25, Ada Munoz, getting close to first down. And it looks like she just referees have to make a decision. And it looks like it looks close. First down for the Black Widows. That's a first down for the Black Widows. Second first down in the game today. So far, the Black Widows have a good drive into the defense side of the field of the Broncos at about the 19-yard line of the Broncos. as Braddock's backing quarterback for the Power Eye, as she hands it to Jay Carlin, and as she's tackled in the backfield by number 58, Tara Stuyvega. Tara Stuyvega was in the backfield with the quarterback and the running back's face. Second down, second, and about no gain for the Black Widows. As Coach Mike Otani is moving players on and off the field, trying to get as much rest for his players as he can, the Broncos seem to be well rested. Don't have to move players in and off the field because they have their strong benches showing some strength. As Braddock's back at quarterback, Shorty Weinberg's back at quarterback. As Ada Munoz is in motion. Shorty takes a quarterback keeper on the left side, breaks through a couple tackles, gains for about 5 yards, 4 or 5 yards for Weinberg. Makes it third down for the Black Widows, about their 15-yard line of the Broncos. Looks like Shorty Weinberg is able to break through tackles. Good 4 minutes to go in the second quarter here in the first half of this game between the Broncos and the Black Widows. Looks like Shorty Weinberg's moderate speed, but definitely has the ability to break through a few tackles, as she just showed the last play. As Weinberg's back in quarterback with Munoz in motion, a high snap, and it's all over the field, and there's a scramble for the ball, and it looks like it's recovered by the. No, it looks like it looks like Munoz got it back, or no, it looks like Vicky Ortega was able to jump in the pile there and steal the ball away from the other play from the Broncos. Fourth down for the Black Widows. Just a few minutes to go in this first half of play here in Ventura, as their Broncos are well rested with Christy Erickson and Pinard on the defensive line, giving a strong front push against the line of the Black Widows. As Shorty Weinberg is back at quarterback with Ada Munoz in motion, left from the left going in motion, takes a snap. Weinberg's going through, right, getting tackled in the backfield by Kerry Magnuson. So makes it first down for the Broncos at their own 18 yard line. As the Broncos shift. As there's a timeout on the field. As we get back, we'll be back to you in a few minutes with the score 30-0 in favor of the Boise Broncos. Peterson's back quarterback as Coden takes a pitch around the right side. As she's wheeling around the right side, taken out of bounds at just about half field, taken down by both Vicky Ortega and Ada Munoz. Second down, just short of midfield for the Broncos at about the 49-yard line. Codins, as she got into third gear, wheeled around the corner and ran out of bounds by Ortega and Munoz. Ortega coming off the field. Coming on the field is Jay Carlin, as Peterson's back at quarterback again with Codins. Split left with Van Matry in the backfield. Coden's in motion again, and she takes the pitch. Van Matry straight up the middle, gave the couple, brought down by number 34, Shorty Weinberg. But it was enough for a first down pass in half field. Makes it first down for the Broncos at the 39-yard line of the Black Widows. Codins, it seems to be, has a set of wheels on her, and so does Peterson, but it looks like the Weinberg's able to chase him down and send him to the ground as they bring it across the line of scrimmage. As Peterson, Frost, goes in the pocket, passes it way too far, way past mistiming route for Codins. Incomplete. Makes it third down. Makes it second down. Codins was doing more of a corner or a post while she threw it and led her about 5 to 10 yards too much. The timing pass was just off. As Music lines up to the left slot and Codins to the right slot. As Music goes in motion, tackled in the backfield for a gain of about 5, loss of 5. Blasted through the backfield by Sharon Williams. Sharon Williams just took the offensive guard and the running back to the ground at the same time. Gain, loss of 5, tackled in the backfield by Sharon Williams. Makes it third down for the Boise Broncos. If they're past midfield at their own 37-yard line. As Sharon Williams blasted through the offensive line of the Broncos. With Peterson back at quarterback, Music back as a tailback, and Codins far to the right. As Peterson takes the quarterback keeper on the left side, as she's taken down out of bounds by Munoz and Weinberg. Taken down out of bounds, gain of about 3. Makes it fourth down. Fourth down for the Broncos. Fourth down and about their own at the Black Widow 38-yard line. Looks like Peterson it may either kick it, could quick kick it, or could run it, whatever she feels on a play like this. Because with this short field, if you don't make a first down, it's still not a bad field position. With Kerry Magnuson, slot right, and slot left with Kerry Magnuson, slot right is Steph Codins. As Peterson's passing toward Codins, it just out of reach of her hands, defended by Jay Carlin, makes it a Black Widows first down. First down for the Black Widows at their own about 38-yard line. 30 seconds to go in the first half of play here in Ventura at Harrison Field, with the score for the Black Widows 0 and the Boise Broncos a strong 30. First down for the Broncos as Black Widows. Looks like the Black Widows are finally beefing up their offense, getting control of their own destiny today. As Weinberg, Branding's the quarterback and taken to the backfield. Peterson busted the back to the line, tackles Jay Carlin for a loss of about 3. As the Black Widows call a timeout here in the first half of play, just a few seconds to go. Should have a couple plays left for the Black Widows trying to get on the field, get on the scoreboard with a score 30-0 in favor of the Black Widows, in favor of the Broncos, excuse me. As the Broncos are able to get a little braver themselves. The Broncos seem to be well-conditioned athletes. I know they're doing a lot of wind sprints before the game started and were stretching well, and they're well-conditioned athletes. Coach Rogers and Coach Manning seem to keep these players in good shape with the staff of Alanis Rogers, Kelby Rogers, and Nicole Parkey being a staff that's keeping the team together. As they come back on the field, the last couple of plays in the first half, the Broncos are trying to keep the good shutout going while the Black Widows want to get on the board in the last couple of plays. With the linemen, Erickson and Pinard on the defensive line, to make sure that they don't get too far down the field and runs. Bernard is able to contain the outside with Erickson doing the same from the right side. As Coach Ohtani going with the players, trying to get a design play to get this thing going. It's been a rough start for the Black Widows here. This small town of Ventura, it's part of the metropolis of Southern California, still is a small town, relatively speaking, has a difficult draw. But as Braddock is back at quarterback, Shorty Weinberg around the right side, busted through a few tackles. She is tackled by number 30, Fergie. Fergie tackled her just a few seconds ago in this final part of the game. She might have made a first down. Looks like it is a first down, just past midfield. First down for the Black Widows with just a few seconds to go. And it's halftime. It's here. It's halftime here at Harrison Park in Ventura with a score 30 for the Boise Broncos and 0 for the Ventura Black Widows. As we come back for the second half of play between the Broncos and the Black Widows here in Ventura, the kickoff is through the end zone. Peterson kicks it right through the end zone, brings it out to the 20-yard line of the Black Widows. First and 10 for the Black Widows at their own 20-yard line. As the team's taking a nice rest, second half of play here, the Black Widows are number 22, Siobhan Williams, number 24, Vicky Ortega, number 25, Ada Munoz, number 31, Regina Braddock, number 33, Jay Carlin, number 34, Shorty Weinberg, number 81, Stephanie Meza, number 77, Kay Ohtani, with the coaches of Mike Ohtani and Amon Newton. As the Black Widows are back at quarterback is Brannick again, as the defense is busting through the line and is handed. Breaking through a couple tackles is Ada Munoz, but she's only gained about two. Broke through two tackles as the Black Widows burst through their defensive line, and for the Broncos burst through the defense through the offensive line. And for the Broncos here in the second half, number 4, Pinard, number 7, Renee Van Maitre, number 10, Steph Codins, number 11, Scorty Parrish, number 14, Ondra Peterson, number 20, Carrie Magnuson, number 30, Fergie, number 32, Daniela Music, number 50, Quinn, number 54, Christy Erickson, number 58, Tara Stewie Vega, and number 83, Lisa Gilmore. As the pitch taken by Jake Harlan, she's tackled in the backfield by Pinard and Peterson. Lost for about 2 yards. As the third down, as the Broncos are coming back strong here in the second half. The Black Widows are not about to give up, but it looks like the Broncos are in control of this game with the score 30-0 here in Ventura, California, as Brannick's back at quarterback with a four-eye backfield and a handoff right up the middle to number 33, Jake Harlan, as she blasts her way for about 25 yards. First down for the Black Widows. 25-yard run, just blasting right up the middle by Carlin. Jake Carlin blasted her way up the middle, broke a tackle, and made it through the backfield in no time. First down for the Black Widows at the 35-yard line of the Broncos. First down for the Broncos with a twin-eye backfield. As a handoff to number 34, Shorty Weinberg gains for about 3 yards, tackled by number 30, Fergie. And Van Maitre gain for a couple yards. Makes it second down for the Broncos, for the Black Widows, as they're showing their strength here in the second half. Looks like the Black Coach Ohtani and Coach Newton put some energy back into the girls as they're coming into the second half of play versus the Boise Broncos coming in from Potato Land of Idaho as Pinard and Erickson line up on the defensive line with Brannick back at quarterback with a full-eye backfield. Ashley Han up right up the middle. Once again, gain of about five. Gain of about five by Jay Carlin. Makes it third down, third and about four, third and four for the Bronx, for the Black Widows at the 24-yard line of the Broncos. They're working their way down the field. This is looks like a good start of open, second half for the Black Widows here in Ventura. Brannick's still back at quarterback, and going up against the defensive line of the Broncos. As they line up in a full-eye backfield with Ortega and Shorty in the backfield. Check that, Carlin in the backfield. Hannah to Carlin, gain of about a yard and a half, brings it down to about the 30 to the 22-yard line, 21-yard line, 1 yard to go, fourth and one for the Bronx, for the Black Widows at the 21-yard line of the Broncos. Looks like they're pretty solid as Shorty Weinberg comes back in on the field. As their Weinberg brings a play in from Coach Otani. As the Broncos are trying to hold them for the fourth and with fourth and one, bringing them just about as far as they've been into the side of the field of the Broncos. As Brannick's back at quarterback with a twin eye backfield with Munoz, Ortega, and Ortega. What's the fumble in the backfield? But it doesn't matter since it was forced down. Fumble in the backfield, recovered by the Van Maitre of the Broncos. First down for the Broncos at the 25-yard line of their own 25-yard line. As we'll come back in a few minutes to play here with a score of 30-0 in favor of the Broncos. And we're back to play. Otani pitches it. Ondra Peterson pitches it to Danielle Music. Gains about 5 yards. Second down for the Broncos. Second down at about the 30-yard line of the Broncos. Broncos back in quarterback for the Broncos and Peterson. Also on the field right now is Magnuson, Terry Magnuson. Scotty Parrish, a wide receiver, slot and slot out wide, is number 20. Number 10, Kerry Coden, Jeff Coden. As Peterson's in the backfield, throws it for Coden, and she caught it. But she's taken down for reception. Taken down by Vicky Ortega. Completed from Peterson. To Codins for about 30 yards, brings it down to the just a few yards short of the goal line for the Broncos. Looks like the Broncos are back in rhythm. Their offense is back in rhythm, able to run down the field. Peterson and Codins seem like they just left the track and just went right from the track onto the football field. Codins and Peterson have some real wheels on them, able to maneuver, and a combination of those two is doing some real damage to the Black Widows defense. As Peterson's back at quarterback again with Music in the backfield, she pitches it to Music. Music works her way to the right side, and she's taken down in the backfield. Taken down by Regina Braddock. Regina's playing defense right now, taken down by Regina Braddock. About 5 yards to go, gain of about 1 yard. Second and five, second and goal at the 5 yard line of the Black Widows. The Broncos seem like they're back in shape, had a good rest at halftime, and ready to add some more points on the board with a score of 30-0 in favor of the Broncos. As Peterson back at quarterback with Codins out wide. Hand off to Music, brings it around the left side for a touchdown. Touchdown for the Boise Broncos. Makes the score 36-0. 36-0. Now the Broncos will be going for 2 points once again here in this six-player field here in Ventura, California, with a nice overcast day with a slight wind, as the Broncos are enjoying a 36-0 stampede over the Black Widows. As Peterson pitches it to Van Matry, but there's a penalty flag on the field. Holding against the Broncos. Bring it back 10 yards. We'll make it 15 yards to go for the conversion for the Broncos. Broncos seems to be in control of this game completely. They've scored 36 points so far. Been in control of this game. Number 81, Stephanie Mazza, looks like she has a little injury, ankle injury, coming off the field. Coming back on the field is K.O. Tanny. As the Broncos keep the score at 36, going for two more points, trying to make it a 38-0 game here in Ventura. With Peterson at quarterback, Cody, Codins, and Magnuson split out on each side. And the pass in the air and is incomplete. Pass incomplete to Magnuson from Peterson. As we go to the kickoff in a few minutes, the score is 36-0 in favor of the Broncos over the Black Widows. As Peterson kicks the ball off again, rolls along the ground, picked up by Shorty Weinberg running, juking all over the field, taking it out around the 30-yard line, 35-yard line. Peterson blasting away around the 30-yard line, ran out of bounds by Renee Van Matry. First down for the Black Widows at their own 35-yard line. Shorty Weinberg is able to bust through the tackles, but she only can make about two or three tackles before she's jumped on and flattened by the rest of the team. 35-yard line for the Black Widows, just about halfway through the third quarter here in Ventura, California, between the Black Widows of Ventura and the Broncos of Boise. Boise sure has shown that they have some athletes out here on the field today. And Braddock is back at quarterback with Munoz and Carlin in the backfield. As handoff to Carlin around the left side, gains about 3 yards, taken down by Fergie and Van Matry. Second and two for the first down for the 2 yards to go for first for the Black Widows. As Ortega's coming back on the field and Carlin's taking a breather. Looks like it is a first down. First down, it didn't make it. The refs called it a first down. Looks like it was a little short, but I had a bad angle here. But it's a first down for the Black Widows. Just past midfield for the Black Widows at the 39-yard line of the Broncos. There's a few minutes to go here in the third quarter of play with a score of 36-0. As Braddock lines up with a twin backfield and hands it to number 24, Vicky Ortega, as she's tackled in the backfield by Kerry Magnuson. Second down, second loss of about three for the Black Widows. Makes it second down, second and about actually 23, since we're going by 20-yard markers here in Ventura, California, at Harrison Field, in the beautiful city where you can just overlook the ocean. If I was about Shaquille O'Neal's height, I could see the water. But I'm about 2 feet too short. But otherwise, it's a beautiful day here in Southern California in Ventura. Just right off the Highway 101, you can see the cars, the tourists, going up and down the freeway as they're heading north and south. As Braddock is in the backfield in a shotgun with Munoz in motion, and it's a high snap. And it's a high snap, and as they're fighting for it, Gilmore blitzes away back there and recovers the fumble. makes it first down for the Broncos at the 24-yard line of the Black Widows. Bad snap by the Black Widows, way over the quarterback's head, and it's recovered. Fumble recovery by Lisa Gilmore of the Broncos. First down for the Broncos at the about 22-25-yard line of the Black Widows. As we're working our way through the third quarter here in Ventura, looks like the Black Widows having a rough time here in the second half, and the Broncos are in the same role as they were in the first half in complete control of this game. As Peterson's in the quarterback, with Coden's out, Coden's swung wide, and it's a run up the middle to Van Matry, tackled by number 34, Shorty. But that looks like it was a gain of a couple yards. We had been a first down. See how the rest fought. Second down for the Broncos as they work their way into the end zone of the Black Widows. Peterson stood back in quarterback. Coden's out in slot right. Van Matry. Van Matry back in. Tailback as it's a hand up the middle of Van Matry, so just no gain. Tackled by number 81, Stephanie Meza. That's the end of the quarter. End of the third quarter here in Ventura with the score Boise Broncos 36 and the Ventura Black Widows 0. And now back to the studio. As we're back here for the fourth quarter, Peterson's hands up the middle to Van Matry, and no gain. Tackled right up the middle by Shorty Weintree. She's staying busy both on the offense and the defense. Weintree's having a good, solid game, but not any points on the board. As the score is 36-0 here in the start of the fourth quarter of our game between the Blackhawks, Black Widows, and the Broncos. Peterson and quarterbacks had a good, strong game, and Codens has had a lot of yardage out on the flanks. Van Matry in the backfield, Codens out wide, and Peterson back at quarterback. As Peterson faced it to Van Matry, and she bootlegs around the right side, and she's being chased down, and just touchdown for the Broncos. Touchdown for the Broncos by Andra Peterson. Bootleg on the right side, almost chased down by Shorty Weinberg. 42-0 in favor of the Broncos here in Ventura. As they're going to go for two for the extra point, for the point after touchdown. The Broncos are showing that they have good strength around the corners and they are able to open the field real wide. Not too much blasting at the middle, just run off tackle runs and some pitches, and that's where they've gained a lot of the yardage. And of course, the passing game is pretty strong too, with Peterson's strong arm. As Peterson's back in quarterback with Van Matry in the backfield, she pitches it to Van Matry as Van Matry pulls her way to the left side, makes it 44-0 in favor of the Broncos. As we'll be back to you in a few minutes here in Ventura, California, with a score of 44 for the Broncos, 0 for the Black Widows. Peterson kicks off, kicks into the end zone to Ortega, just past Ortega, down in the end zone by Vicky Ortega, brings it back to the 10-yard line, makes that the 20-yard line of the Black Widows. First down for the Black Widows at their own 20-yard line. As Braddock's back in at quarterback, going in the tailback is Jay Carlin. As Kayla Tanny gets back on the field, Regina Braddock back at quarterback with Siobhan Williams in. And back in the defense for the Broncos, Renee Van Matry's pulling in both sides of the field with Tara Stuivega on defense, Pinard on defense. And Renee Van Matry, of course, back on defense, too. And Quinn on defense too. As Braddock is back in quarterback, hands it off to Steph to Mickey Tega, takes it on the right side, gain of none, tackled on the backfield by Peterson. Peterson's all over the field, both offense and defense. As we're working our way through the fourth quarter here in Ventura. The Broncos definitely have a strong team with their speed and all-over athletic ability, but the Black Widows are definitely not ready to quit. Even though it's a 44-0 score, you don't see the Black Widows giving up at all. Every play, they're on their tails at every corner, every spot of the field. The Black Widows having a tough time putting some points on the scoreboard, but they're definitely not lacking in heart. As Braddock comes quarterback with Munoz and Carlin in the backfield, hands the ball off to Carlin. She blasts her way up to about five, tackled right up the middle by Fergie. Gain of about five. Makes it third down for the Black Widows at their own 25-yard line. Third down. Coming off the field is Ortega. Coming back onto the field is Shorty Weinberg. Big team they got there over on the Broncos side of the field. Got a good, solid bench. Just really putting some good points and giving the rest to their defense and offensive players while the Black Widows have to pretty much play every play on the field. Braddock's back. Hands it off to Regina Braddock. Jay Carlin. Carlin gains about 5 yards with her hair swinging all over the place. And it should be fourth down for the Black Widows at their own 30-yard line. Fourth and about 10 for the Black Widows. As we work our way through the fourth quarter here, the Broncos definitely came to play. Well rested, they're going to have a nice drive home back to Boise. Straight up the 101 and across the 80 and up to 15 or however they take their drive. As Braddock's back in the backfield with a power eye. As her coming around the left side, as she swings back to the right, Shorty Weinberg, no gain. The play was designed around the left side, but there was a lot of commotion there, so Shorty went around the right side. Fortunately, she wasn't able to get any yards. Now it's first down for the Broncos. First down for the Broncos at the 30-yard line of the Black Widows. So as the Black Widows coming in, getting a breath of air, two players with 3 minutes to go in the game, with Carlin and Ortani taking a break on the sidelines. Only two players are able to take a break on the sidelines for the Black Widows with their small bench. As Peterson's back at QB, quarterback for the Broncos in the backfield. Magnuson, slot left, is Codins. As Peterson hands the ball off to that matter, as she spins her way around the corner, as she's run out of bounds, Magnuson is run out of bounds by Shorty Weinberg. Makes it a first down for the Broncos at the 10-yard line, first and goal for the Broncos at the 10-yard line of the Black Widows. Shorty Weinberg is out of the field today, making a lot of tackles for the Black Widows, but the speed of the Broncos has proven tough for the Black Widows. Looks like Magnuson, Peterson, and Codins definitely know what track spikes are, the way they wheel around the corners there. Looks like they're running like a 220, their speed of a 220 as they pull around the corners. As Scotty Parrish is in center with Peterson in the backfield. And handed on the right side to Codins as she takes the way around and brought down by number 22, Siobhan Williams. As the defense of the Black Widows brought her down at about the 9-yard, second and nine for the Broncos at the Black Widows 9-yard line. What's interesting is the Black Widows are able to maintain their composure. They're definitely not falling apart. They're tightening up the second half. They're worn down. They're solid players. They're all about 4-5, 4-5-5, similar build, but they just can't seem to maintain, stay with the speed of the Broncos. We'll be back in a few minutes after this break with the score 44-0 in favor of the Broncos. As we're here starting to back from this timeout, looks like the Broncos going to kneel down and take a run out the clock as the score is 44-0 in favor of the Broncos. Peterson, quarterback. Oh, it looks like we're going to back to a timeout. The Black Widows are calling a timeout because they want to conserve some time to get some score on the board. As they come back to you with the score 44-0 with the Broncos over the Black Widows. As they come back here to play, Peterson at quarterback with Coden and Margerson on the left side. Now pitch around the right side to number 20, Magnuson. Magnuson throws it to Peterson in the end zone, and a touchdown for the Broncos. It's quite a few passes by Peterson. Peterson's first reception today. Peterson had a few touchdown passes, but that's their first touchdown reception of the game today, with a score of 50-0 in favor of the Broncos here in Ventura, with the Black Widows still staying tough. Even though the score is 50, the Black Widows are not ready to give up. As they go for the extra point, Peterson back at quarterback with Magnuson, Van Mitri, as she's brought up, goes up the middle, and she's tackled by Shorty Weinberg with his no good. That is the end of the game, ladies and gentlemen. That's the end of the game here in Ventura, California, with the score 50 for the Boise Broncos and 0 for the Ventura Black Widows. And we'll be back in a few minutes with a game recap. We're back here in Ventura, California, with the Boise Broncos beating the Ventura Black Widows by 50-0. I'm here with Andre Peterson, the quarterback kicker, and the last play of the game was a caught a reception. Andre, how do you like your offensive line blocking for you?
They're amazing. They always block well for me and very much appreciate it. I don't get sacked very often, so it's nice.
Oh, that's good. Now, I noticed you seem like you and Carrie Mack.
66.
Oh, I see. And you'll be back here, or no, the Ventura Black Widows will come visit you up in Boise in a few weeks. What's your next game as far as you know?
Right now I think that is our next game, May 30th, and then I think we're rescheduling with the Avalanche to play around June 6th in Boise.
Great. Now tell me, are you guys sponsored by Boise State, or what? How'd you get the uniforms? How'd you get the name?
I think, we do a lot of fundraising, and Boise State, I think, matches what we raise up to, I'm not sure the amount on how much, but.
Now tell me now, you guys looks like you're in pretty good shape. Do you guys eat a lot of potatoes from Idaho, or what's the deal?
Oh, I bet we're all eating a lot of potatoes, but I'm not sure that's why we're in shape.
Okay, thanks a lot, Andre. Anyway, it was nice to meet you. You did a tremendous game there. Not only did you throw a lot of touchdown passes, you even caught a touchdown pass. Anyway, this is James Evans from Ventura, and back to the studio.
Thanks.
We're back here in Ventura, California, with the Boise Broncos beating the Ventura Black Widows 50-0. I'm here with Regina Brannick, the quarterback for the Black Widows. Regina, I noticed you guys had a tough game today.
Yes, we did, but I think we did pretty good considering this is only our second game out, and we really came together. We played hard and came together as a team doing the best that we could.
It looked like you guys didn't give up. I noticed they scored a lot against you, 30 points the first half. They scored another 20 the second half. But it looks like you're able to maintain your composure.
Yes.
And none of the plays, none of the plays did they just bust right through you guys?
No. Our team, we may lack of experience, but we have a lot of heart, and we don't give up. And that's one thing that our coaches and our owner have told us, that no matter what, we always have our heads up high, and we're out here to have fun and just do the best that we can, and I think that's what we did today.
That's good. Yeah, I saw a good game by yourself, and Shorty Weinberg had a pretty good game, and K.O. Tanny did some hard hitting in there. What do you think you can do to strengthen up your offense or your defense? What are some strength? Are you looking for new players? Or?
We are looking for new players. We need what you saw today. There's only eight of us, so it's kind of hard to do run full scrimmages at practice, to practice hitting and blocking and tackling when you don't have enough girls. So we're really hoping that we can get some more girls out and work harder on blocking and tackling and really doing full-speed hitting so that we can be better prepared next time.
And most of all, get a few minutes of rest between the games?
Yes, a few minutes of rest would be good.
Not having to be in every play. Did you play pretty much every play of the game?
Pretty much. There's a couple of plays that we designed that I'm out, but for the most part, yeah, I'm playing. The only ones I'm not in are the kickoffs. But the rest,
That's good. Save yourself that 40 to 60 yard run. Hey, well, this is James Evans here in Ventura, California, with the Boise Broncos beating the Ventura Blackhawks Black Widows 50-0. Once again, maybe a low score, but a lot of heart.
Yes.
We're here in Ventura, and back to the studio.
Thank you.